Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. Phones are open for you if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. Coming up, Matt, you wanted to talk to us about custodial wallets and why that's a really bad plan. I presume that's what you're going to say, but yeah. We'll get into that coming up here. It is Ian, Matt, and special guest Jim Babb in the studio with us here tonight.
How exciting, Jim Babb.
It's always exciting.
Jim Babb's here with you.
Yeah, it's awesome. By the way, he's known for throwing really killer parties at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Forkfest, so don't miss that next year. I imagine you're going to be there, right, Jim?
Yeah, and you better be there, too.
I'm planning on it. I've already got tickets.
So all right.
I'm living into the future in which that I will be able to attend.
Good.
So we're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts, though. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Again, the good news here out of New Hampshire is that 68% of registered voters are saying the nation's going in the wrong direction, which to me sounds like it is ripe for mining for people that might support independence. And let's go to your calls and thoughts. David is on the line. He's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. David.
Yeah, you said that Adamo Freeman had been arrested for speaking with a judge in a stairwell. Is that what you said?
Yeah, it was back in probably like 2011. You can actually see the footage during Derek J's victimless crime spree. That clip is in there. It was back when the courthouse was actually just part of City Hall, so they didn't have a special parking. I mean, they had a parking area, but it wasn't like, you know, fenced off, so anybody could go back there. The back entrance to the building is open to the public at the time, so the judge would park in the parking garage behind the back entrance of the building at 8 in the morning, and he'd walk up the, you know, walk in the back door and walk up the stairs just like everybody else. So Adamo, and we were aware that this would happen because I, you know, a lot of us did court outreach at the time, handing out flyers like Know Your Rights kind of stuff. And I was there every other week or whatever, handing out flyers. I've seen that judge come in a million times, so we knew he came in there. Adamo waited with a video camera till the judge walked in and then followed him up the stairwell asking him questions. That's all he did.
Not questions. He asked him one question. What he said was, "Judge, I'd like to ask you about a hat."
Yeah.
That judge did hate hats. I mean, he really hated hats.
And then the judge, as soon as he got up to, I think it's the second floor, it's not a very long flight of stairs, go up to the second floor, he opens the door, and there's one of his agents is right there, like opening the door for him, and he says, "You know the exact line, Matt, like, this man threatened me."
This man, bailiff, this man has threatened me.
Yep.
Which is a lie.
Yeah.
On tape.
It's clearly not
a
threat.
It's just a lie. He's lying when he says that.
But
the bailiff's
doing what he
bailiff
says.
To kidnap an innocent person, yep. Fabricated a charge on the spot, on camera.
That's right.
And didn't care.
And the reason he didn't care is because he knew there'd be no consequence to him for it. And there wasn't. There was no kind of like judicial panel that
they'd lie on camera.
Yeah. He didn't get scolded. He didn't get, his pay docked.
Absolute
he didn't get thrown
impunity.
In jail. He didn't get thrown in jail for an equivalent 10 days or whatever. No, nothing happened to him. Adamo sat in jail for more than a week. They finally dropped the charges, and then they let him out. And that was the end of that story.
Well, they knew they didn't have any case.
Right. So that's what happened, David.
So in that vein, digest this. I did a similar thing. In Albuquerque, New Mexico, Second Judicial District Court, I was having problems with the judges hearing my cases, problems that were, I believe, violated courthouse procedures and rules, et cetera, if not law. And so I went up the publicly accessible, completely open elevator going to the floor, completely publicly accessible, where the chief judge of the court had his office, and I walked down the hall, publicly accessible to the judge's office. The door was wide open. The judge was standing there in his robe, either having just come or just about to go to the courtroom. And I introduced myself and explained my concerns, and I left. And then
the judge just walks around the publicly accessible area of the courthouse there?
Well, at that time in that place, excuse me, he did. That was Chief Judge Ted Baca, it should be noted. Ted Baca was chief judge at the time. So here's what happened. Wow. About a week later, I received in the mail, served in the mail, this very short order, administrative order, this matter having come before the court, sua sponte, meaning the court brought it up themselves. There's no other outside complainers. The court decided to do this all by itself. This court has the inherent authority to control proceedings before it in an orderly fashion. Based upon the inherent authority of the court, orders the follows. And this is very short. One, Mr. David Olson is permitted to file written pleadings in the open cases they list here, or any case Mr. Olson is a party to, and to appear at the court for any hearings in those cases, and to file pleadings. Number two, Mr. Olson shall have no other contact with any personnel of the Second Judicial District Court and is specifically prohibited from calling or communicating in any other fashion with any personnel at the Second Judicial District Courthouse.
What service?
And yeah. And three, for any court-required appearances, right. Mr. Olson shall identify himself to security personnel immediately upon entering the courthouse, and he shall be escorted by security personnel to the scheduled hearing. If Mr. Olson wishes to file a motion or legal pleading, he shall similarly identify himself and shall be escorted.
You're forced to pay for this service, but yet you aren't allowed to avail yourself of it anytime you want to, for whatever reason.
The last bullet point, number four, in bold print, any violation of this order is subject to contempt. And could result in severe sanctions up to and including fines and jail time. This order shall have the full force and effect of law. Ted Baca and Elizabeth Whitefield.
And he's a judge of the legislature. What is it? Wait, he's making laws.
He made law. You heard that correctly. He made law.
And then the governor signed off on that?
Of course, sir.
Okay. That's interesting.
Wow.
Well, just because you said that they are the law.
Yeah, just because you said something to this guy in a public hallway.
Right, yeah. Yeah, in a very, very polite, in a much, much, much more polite manner than I'm speaking to you.
Wow. Yeah, not a surprise at all, David. Thanks for sharing that story with us. That's the system. You know,
I'm glad they're scared of people. Yeah. Like they should be able to. They should feel like I can't walk around in public because everyone hates me. You know, like they should feel that way. They should feel like every normal person they encounter could be the one that it's going to
do something.
Like somehow, try to get back at them for their life of evil deeds.
Yeah, I'm always surprised when I see that judge walking around town. Like, you know, every now and then I'll see him.
I've never seen him in person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was out at, the last time I saw him and spoke to him, because I'm always, you know, kind to
just
these
tip
people.
Your hat.
Even though these people have put my friends and me in behind bars, try to be as kind as possible, forgiving. You know, I try to practice forgiveness for these folks. But he was at the Isabel's food stand a few years ago, ordering some pho noodle soup before the creation of Pho Keen Great, the local pho noodle place. The lady that was the part owner used to run a food truck, and he was there. And I was he and I had a little brief conversation about him being in retirement.
And people still serve him food and stuff in town.
Yeah, without spitting.
Like he's a regular
without
person.
Without spitting it.
I wouldn't serve him.
Well, we don't know that for certain.
That's true.
Like, I'm just going to imagine that wherever he's going, people are doing horrible things to his food behind the scenes.
Yeah, it is always entertaining to see when you, like, look up the directions to a courthouse on Google, how piss poor the reviews are of every single one of them. Like, it's rare that there's more than a couple of reviews, but the courthouse I was at last week, the one out in Brentwood, it had like two reviews and it had one star on Google. No one has anything nice to say about these places.
Yeah, like they can't even do child trafficking well. Like, it's just nobody likes them.
So, you want to join us here? You can. Coming up here, Matt, you're fired up for some reason about custodial wallets. And we're going to get into that. Okay. What inspired this topic?
How much time do we have before we go to break?
Not much.
All right. So I ran a contest on my Facebook page.
Before they shut you down, you mean?
Yeah. This is the last thing I did before they gave me another 30-day ban. I asked if anybody could guess what my girlfriend's wake-up alarm song was, I would give them $5 worth of Doge.
Someone guessed it?
I got a ton of responses. Nobody really got it, but I ended up giving out some Doge to some people who came close.
Okay.
Sending the Doge and having them receive it was the tricky part, and I want to talk about that.
All right, we'll get into it coming up here in moments. Doge, of course, huge thing. Actually just got passed this week by the Shiba Inu token, another completely worthless thing.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here. If you want to join in, you can ask ask a question, tell a story, whatever it is you want to share with us, you can do that. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can also join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have for you there. By the way, I want to say thanks to Intercoin, a sponsor here on Free Talk Live. There's going to be some news about Intercoin yet, actually, coming soon. I think this week I got a phone call from Greg over at Intercoin today, and I just haven't had a chance to really even open the email box. Had to take Coconut to the vet earlier, so it's been a bit of a busy day, but apparently Intercoin's going to get listed on their first exchange. And so we'll tell you more about what that's going to be coming up a little bit later on. But for now, you can go to intercoin.org, and if there's a token that you want to launch or an app you want to build for your community, go to intercoin.org. You can enter your email, and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. And while you're there, if you want, you can get some of the Intercoin investor tokens for yourself. So head over to intercoin.org. And I guess talking about exchanges kind of gets into, I presume, some of what you want to discuss here, Matt, tonight. You had a contest that you ran on social media. People had to guess what your girlfriend's ringtone was.
Yeah, or her alarm clock tone. Got a couple silly kind of ringtones that are, you know, famous songs. And one of them was, you know, I woke up earlier than she did a couple days ago, and I said, oh, she's got the silliest, you know, alarm clocks that go off, and it was Grateful Dead Shakedown Street.
Okay.
I was like, you know, and it's got a good vibe, too, so it'll get you out of bed. It's pretty nice thing to wake up to. And so I said, you know, nobody's going to believe this, so I went to Facebook.
Nobody would believe that, actually, I think. Nobody loves
Nobody himself would believe that.
Yeah. That would get me out of bed so fast to hit that button. I would smack at that button.
It does after a while. But, so I decided to go on Facebook, and I said, $5 worth of crypto to anybody who can guess what my girlfriend's wake up alarm song is.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of people guessed, you know, and she's Nikki Sunshine, so, you know, she got a ton of sunshine and,
right,
you know, all kinds of responses about songs that have the word sunshine in the title or whatever. But I was really looking for Shakedown Street, but a few people came close with a couple Grateful Dead songs, so I said, you know what? I'm gonna give these guys some crypto. They came close with Grateful Dead tunes. So,
okay.
I think four people came back with Grateful Dead tunes. And three out of the four, it was really, really hard to send them Doge. And
really?
It should be easy. And I was just getting invalid address. And I had to go back to them, hey, this is an invalid public address. This isn't a real wallet. What it was they had all their money. They had all their crypto on, like, Coinbase and Kraken and stuff.
Oh, no.
So they weren't real wallets. They're custodial wallets. These people didn't realize that having their crypto on a centralized exchange wasn't the same as having their crypto. They literally don't own their own crypto. So I said,
and they were giving you wrong addresses? Because normally an exchange will still give you a legit address.
Yeah,
they wouldn't let
me send Doge into those addresses. So,
they just weren't even giving you Doge addresses.
They were giving me Doge addresses from their Doge wallets on the exchange, but I couldn't send Doge into either one. It happened with a Coinbase address and a Kraken address. I think it was a Kraken address. And I can't remember what the third one was. I think it was another Coinbase address. So, yeah, I couldn't. So I had to say, look, you have to, that's called a custodial wallet. It's not a real wallet. You are not in possession of your own money.
That's right.
We don't need banks anymore. Cryptocurrency releases us from having to have banks anymore. It's an obsolete concept. You can be your own bank, download a non-custodial wallet where no one's in custody of your money but you. So I guided them to Edge, you know, Edge wallet's a reliable, good wallet, covers a lot of bases, and they did, and I was able to send them Doge, no problem.
Yeah.
Like, super, super simple, went right through.
Wow.
So, you know, the three of them were just like, wow, I didn't, and these are libertarians, who've been in crypto for a little while, and I'm like, you know, yeah, this is
basic stuff.
This is basic, yeah. So if you're out there in listener land and you have your crypto on an exchange like Coinbase, mm-hmm. you don't actually own it.
there's still a lot of new adoption taking place. Like, yeah. We think, like, yeah, people have learned this lesson, like, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Like, no, people need to be reminded.
Yeah, that's true. They've constantly got
all
to.
All the time, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, and I don't know what the wallets that are available out there are anymore. I just use, you know, there's
always new ones coming out.
Coinomi and Edge. I just use Edge. That's what I recommend to everybody because it's easy to use. And
here's the problem with Edge, though, I found, is you have to, like, register. Like people get the wallet, then they're expected to type in your email and stuff like that. And I feel like that's a little bit confusing, like, because I'm trying to tell, like, no, you don't, you know, it's not connected to your email, but then here it is. And once you get over that, Edge is you know,
that's
so
interesting
easy to use.
That that's your objection, because to me, that's what makes Edge useful for a newbie, is that, well, actually, they don't require an email. They require a username, and that can be anything you want it to be. So it's a username password login instead of you get 12 words to write down, which is, so when you create a crypto wallet, for listeners that don't know, if you're not on Coinbase or something like that, you have to back up your wallet, or else if you lose your phone, then your crypto's gone forever. So you have to have some sort of an off-phone backup system. And typical wallets, you got to write down 12 to 24 words, depending on which wallet it is. And that's a little burdensome. Most people are used to username, password, and so Edge has that familiarity. And somehow it, like, encrypts your wallet.
It'll email you a recovery.
There's options for recovery, but you don't have to do the recovery options if you don't want to. You can just do username and password, and then you're in. And somehow they, like, encrypt, they, like, hash up your wallets, and I don't know how they do it. I can't explain how they do it, but
I've tried to, you know, every time I always, you know, get somebody new that's got their wallet, you know, mm-hmm. and I always have to tell them, like, now, hear the horror stories. Right, there's people that are digging through a landfill today, still trying to find that hard drive.
Yep.
Okay, like,
don't be that guy.
Pay attention, like, I mean, and be aware that, okay, you've got how important is it now? It's $10. Okay, so it's not that important. Okay, you're not going to pay attention to it.
Right,
but then it goes 10x, 100x. You know, next thing you know, you've got real money. And then you're like, well, where was that? What was that phone? What was it? Like, don't be that person.
Don't be that guy. Take it seriously.
Yeah, pay attention, especially, like, if you decide you're going to take it seriously, and, you know, before you get any kind of substantial thing, just understand what the backup routine is. Practice doing it. Do disaster recovery. Whatever your wallet is, even a hardware wallet, practice using your seed words. Practice, go pretend like, oh, I just lost my Trezor. Now what
go
do I do?
Go through the steps.
Yeah, like, actually do it a couple times, because it gives you the confidence to understand what's happening, and you don't want to experience a problem 10 years from now. Oh, that's my kid's college fund. Oh,
you know, there goes your retirement.
Yeah, like, it's, you're being your own bank, for good or for bad.
Right, and then the good of that is you are in control, and no one can take that away from you. The bad of it is, you're in control, and if you don't take it seriously, then you can do something stupid.
Yeah,
like,
you got to be responsible for you. You lose your wallet, you lose your wallet. What happens in real life? You lose your wallet, you lose your wallet.
Right.
But with Edge, I mean, you just have, like, a username, password. You get in, and you can just log into a new phone if you get a new phone or whatever.
And
there.
Edge does allow you to also get the 24-word backups for each individual wallet. So if you want to go full on, like, maximum backup with Edge, you can do that.
Yeah.
So it is like a power user wallet, but it's also
and
easy
you can
for
grab
newbie.
Your private keys too. You can just get your private keys for each wallet.
The 24 words for each wallet. There's more coming up here. You can join us.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Before heading off to Rome, President Biden is pushing hard for final passage of his sweeping social spending bill.
It's a framework that will create millions of jobs, grow the economy, invest in our nation and our people.
Biden outlining a revamped framework in a White House speech covering $1.75 trillion in new spending. Biden calling it an historic economic deal. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is being charged with a misdemeanor in what a state spokesperson is calling a sex crime case. This follows a criminal probe that stemmed from a number of women who accused the former Democratic governor of inappropriate sexual contact. Reports indicate the charge relates to allegations of forcible touching, and an arrest warrant is being issued by the Albany County Sheriff's Office. This is USA Radio News. Weekly jobless claims keep falling. They dropped to just 281,000 last week. That's the fewest since March 14th of last year, right before the economy shut down. The biggest increases in claims were in states like California, Tennessee, and Florida. Attorney General Merrick Garland testified Wednesday before the Senate Judiciary Committee, facing questions about his memo directing the FBI to investigate parents who threaten school board members. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley had a chance to question Garland at the hearing. He tells Fox News the AG's memo has served to intimidate parents from speaking their mind.
They've got every right to go to a school board meeting and say, hey, I don't want my kids taught critical race theory. I don't want my kids forced into mask mandates that aren't right for them or vaccine mandates that aren't good for them. I don't want, they can express their opinion on anything.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Matt, and Jim.
As we continue here, you can, of course, bring up anything we've been talking about. Some of the crypto basics, and one of those things that you need to know is that if you don't have the keys to your coins, they are not your coins. They are in somebody else's custody. And that somebody else could decide to not give it to you. They wanted to. Coinbase, for instance, one of the most popular ways for newbies to get into the world of cryptocurrency. I'll give them credit. It's simple, right? Like you give them all your financial information. They let you into their system. You give them your bank account info. They take money out of your bank account, and they give you, quote-unquote, Bitcoin in a wallet on their system. And in theory, if you ask them to withdraw it to a wallet that you control, like you mentioned Edge Wallet, Matt, that's a great wallet. Exodus Wallet's another fine cross-platform wallet. So if you want one for like a laptop or a desktop computer, sadly there is no Edge except for mobile. So if you want to go on a actual computer, I like Exodus. It's a nice one. If you want to withdraw to your own wallet, they'll generally let you unless they have a reason not to. Maybe you didn't fill out all their forms correctly. Maybe the government said
they get a call. I mean, they're Coinbase has been like, we're the obedient ones. We're ready to snitch.
Oh, yeah. Big
we're
time.
Like, we're the snitchiest of the snitches. I mean,
they love the government, of course.
Yeah, they're all about, like, trying to be that we're the compliant, you know, the house slave. You
That's
know?
Right. Yeah.
Like the big bank.
Thing. Yeah, actually, you know, I remember the third one was actually a Binance. A Binance wall, hash number, mm-hmm. And I was like, so Binance and Coinbase are basically, that's basically like the U.S. central bank of crypto and the Chinese central bank of crypto is how I
think Binance had to leave China.
Where are they?
I don't know.
That was basically their bread and butter, though. Weren't they based in China?
Yeah, China's banned crypto transactions.
So they say.
I think Binance has been trying to find like a friendly jurisdiction in which to locate, and they've been not having good luck. That's what I've heard, at least.
Maybe New Hampshire.
I doubt it. Not until New Hampshire declares independence.
Well,
we've
got a little
States.
Ways to go on yeah. there, but that's yeah. coming.
But the U.S., definitely not a friendly place for cryptocurrency exchanges to operate. Although, that said, there is a bit of interesting news here from the U.S., and since we're talking about crypto, I spotted this one a couple of days ago, Cointelegraph reporting that Bitcoin vending machines now coming to your local Walmart. You guys hear about Coinstar?
Well, Coinstar's been doing that for a long time, haven't
they? Have, yeah. Coinstar, I think it's a long time in the terms of Bitcoin, maybe. It's only like 2 years ago or something.
I mean, I think up in Lancaster, up in New Hampshire, there's a Shaw's grocery store that's had a Bitcoin vending machine, a Coinstar machine for.
So you can dump your coins in and walk away with Bitcoin?
That's what you can't do, which is the weird thing. At least that's what the original. Okay, so 2 years ago, it was in the news that Coinstar, this machine designed to dump your coins into and walk away with cash, had added a Bitcoin purchase option. And that's a pretty big deal because there's a lot of these machines, right? Like, they're fairly ubiquitous. And when we were reading the story about it, I was surprised to learn that, no, they won't let you use coins to buy Bitcoin. You have to put cash in
what?
To buy Bitcoin.
It's probably a federal crime if you do yeah, it. If it you didn't. Put a quarter in it and then they give you Bitcoin and then somehow the Treasury comes after you. Or,
yeah, I don't know why they chose to do that, but like, how cool would it be if you could actually turn your spare change into the Bitcoin? I don't know why they didn't. I mean, maybe they've changed that now, but according to the story here at Cointelegraph, Walmart is now partnered up with Coinstar and crypto cash exchange CoinMe to install 200 Bitcoin so-called ATMs in their stores across the United States. Although the pilot only includes 200 kiosks, the broader launch plans to eventually see the installation of 8,000 Bitcoin ATMs across the country at Walmart locations.
So wasn't it somehow recently they're arresting people for Bitcoin ATM usage?
You're talking about the Crypto 6?
Yeah. Like, I guess first they have to clear the deck, right? Like, let's just get all these other players out of the way, and then we'll bring in Walmart.
Basically, yeah, because when they what you're referring to is me and Aria and Nobody and a few of our other friends, six of us got arrested. You're wearing the shirt tonight, Jim, so thank you for that. Free the Crypto 6. TheCrypto6.com is a website that supporters set up to put the word out about what happened. But, yeah, crypto vending machines were involved in the allegations in that particular case. But we're not Walmart. You know, Walmart's got a lot of attorneys. Walmart's got a lot of money. They are more than willing to jump through whatever governmental hoops are put in front of them.
Yeah.
And so.
I think it was very, I don't know exactly when it was, but it was very, very close to the time of the raid is when Coinbase went public, too.
Hmm.
So, I mean, it looks like they're literally trying to clear the deck, as you said, clear the deck of small competitors so that they can bring in,
the big corporations,
the big moneyed people.
I mean, that said, I got nothing against somebody putting a Bitcoin ATM. I mean, most people want to jump through all the government hoops because they don't want to have a, an armed gang crashing through their front door or busting in their windows at 6 a.m. So, can't blame them for that. But that's the reality. Most of these Bitcoin ATM people just ask all the governments, what can I do? What can I do to help you?
Well, it's a dangerous area between Bitcoin and the government and the fiat, this interface. Like, if you're all in Bitcoin, you're fine.
You're fine, right.
Right? But anytime you have to interface with the fiat system, they can control that very well. They've got that button down. Coinbase, use it. But understand that that's just like a bank. It is a bank. And the bank is basically part of the government now. So you're working with the government. You're going to get Bitcoin from them. at least get it out of there as soon as you can and get it somewhere else. And understand that it's now part of the public record. And they're going to be everything you do, that whole $600 thing. Mm-hmm. I mean,
they're supposedly backing down from that, but you know they're just going to bring it back around. It's going to come out again.
Coinbase
in another
has already
form.
Been giving out information to the IRS about crypto
sure.
holders. This is nothing new. Nope. It's part of the agenda. It's clear. Obviously, they have no bigger obstacle than Bitcoin, right? So they're really concerned about people being able to duck. Basically, they're yeah. swinging punches, and they're like, "Whoa, wait a minute! You're not allowed to duck. We're debasing the currency here."
Oh, yeah, and you got to use our money.
Yeah, because if not everybody does it, it doesn't work. You know, it's
yeah. This is the first time in history, really. I mean, where there's been an easy out for people to get away from the ravages of inflation and crypto. Yeah, you can always use gold and silver to some extent, but there's been a lot of controls and a lot of manipulation in those markets.
And very difficult to travel immigrants. You know, immigrants showing up on at Ellis Island with their life savings and
yeah,
gold.
Yeah, you can't do that.
It's just
they won't let you leave the country with more than $10,000 in your pocket or $10,000 worth of gold or whatever. You're not going to get through the airport with a stash of gold in your suitcase.
TSA is well trained to look for gold.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're never going to get it back.
And iPads and especially for
marijuana.
Yeah, people that, yeah, whatever, anything they can pocket. But
now you've got this. You've got Bitcoin. You've got other cryptocurrencies that have a controlled amount. There's never going to be more than 21 million Bitcoins, and they hate that. They hate the fact that they have no control over this, and that you can get in and out of this thing. That's where they're trying to control those choke points, and they're doing a pretty good job of it. They hate privacy. They hate Monero. They really hate Monero because they can at least trace Bitcoin. And they don't know what to do about Monero. They're trying to just convince exchanges to take it offline.
They've had a lot of luck with that, right? It's very difficult to buy and sell Monero on. I mean, you can't get it on Coinbase or any of these places.
On domestic exchanges, I don't think it exists on. I mean, I think Kraken used to have it. I don't know if they still do.
You can get it on local Monero.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. Now, just keep in mind there's severe risks in using those peer-to-peer platforms. There's a lot of scam artists on there. So, you know, you got to mind your business. You've got to be very, very careful when you're dealing with those.
Right. And isn't it mostly feds? And, I mean,
there are feds there, too. Yeah, you got to watch out. But you know what? To the extent that Walmart is making it easier for people to get their hands on Bitcoin, I still think this is great news. I mean, 8,000 Bitcoin ATMs, all you got to do to get Bitcoin now is go to Walmart. I mean, that's pretty convenient.
I hope it's a good rate.
People are there already. In fact, I noticed that our Walmart here in Keene's got a Coinstar unit. So I don't know if all Coinstars are enabled for this yet, or we're one of the 200 test stores. I can't use Bitcoin by my bail condition, so maybe somebody could go check that.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you. If you want to join us, the number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about Walmart teaming up with the Coinstar Corporation and going out there and offering people hundreds right now. They're starting with 200 locations of Bitcoin ATMs at Walmart stores. That they're going to look like Coinstar machines, but apparently they're going to have a Bitcoin purchase option. And they're talking about rolling this out to 8,000 locations across the country, which I'm guessing would be every Walmart store. It sounds like that's a lot of stores.
Do it.
So, yeah, kudos to them. And they're a little late to the party on this. I mean, they're a big corporation. They move slowly because there are already over 25,000 Bitcoin ATMs, Bitcoin vending machines at select grocery stores and service stations in the United States, according to Coin ATM Radar. So, and that's one of the things that the Shire Free Church really did well here in New Hampshire was we paved the way. The Shire Free Church was the only operator of Bitcoin vending machines in New Hampshire for a few years until finally some other people decided they were going to, you know, get into it. And now, last check, there were over 80 Bitcoin vending machines and or ATMs here in New Hampshire across the state.
Which I see them everywhere I go.
Fantastic.
Now.
There's at least four of them here in Keene, New Hampshire. Well, a little town of 25,000 at max, probably more like 22,000 people, has four Bitcoin vending machines.
I saw one in Prince Rupert, British Columbia, a few years ago, like this like end of the world kind of port city that you can really only get to by boat. Barely, you know, it's like end of the, just like the end of North America. And like, yeah, they've got Bitcoin.
Oof. I'm reading a little bit further into this. This is not good news. So according to this story here at Cointelegraph.com, customers can use the Bitcoin ATM by inserting banknotes and receiving a paper voucher with a redemption code. To redeem the code, customers need to then set up a CoinMe account and complete a background check. Users cannot... It gets worse. Users cannot withdraw Bitcoin from their account.
That's not Bitcoin.
That's fake Bitcoin.
You're buying Bitcoin for somebody else at that point. Like, you're buying Bitcoin for Walmart.
They have no indication of plans to offer this functionality in the near future. All right, I take it back. This is not good news. I had thought this was going to be
like... What do you do with this Bitcoin that they own?
I have no idea.
You can't... Well, so you... I guess so once you've verified your identity... Again, they just don't want... They just need to know who everybody is. We just want to know who you are.
You know what they're probably going to do?
Use the vending machine as long as we know who you are.
The federal government's probably going to release their digital currency, and you'll be able to swap those Bitcoins into that digital currency.
Maybe.
Down the road.
I think this is just...
I think the government and the banking apparatus is trying to figure out what on earth they're going to do about crypto, and they still don't know. They're just figuring out how to track it a little bit, at least Bitcoin. And they still don't know exactly what to do about it, so they're trying to set up some kind of structure where they can take advantage of it later.
And still know who everyone is.
Every single person
who comes in there and uses that is now on their registry of confirmed... Bitcoin holders and will be subject to whatever.
In theory, Bitcoin holders in name only because they're not even holding the Bitcoin.
Presumably, by the time you've done all your KYC and you've given them a stool sample and everything, then they allow you to transfer.
No, it's saying you can.
Not even after.
That's
you've
what
KYC'd
I'm saying. That's why
and coin me and
yeah,
all
no,
of
that's
that
why
stuff.
I took it back. I take it back. This is terrible.
They're not the only ones. PayPal did that too, right?
PayPal also does not allow you to withdraw the Bitcoin. Yeah,
but see, that's a step past the custodial. I was complaining about a custodial wallet. This is a step past that.
Yeah, and it's honestly like, but it borders on fraud, right? Like, if you're saying you've bought Bitcoin, well, how do I know you even have the Bitcoin? You're not letting me have it. So how do I know that what you've sold me is actually Bitcoin? There's a number on a screen, but I can't actually control it. I can't collect on that Bitcoin.
Yeah, wasn't it Henry Kissinger who said, if it's against the law, we do it immediately. If it's unconstitutional, it takes a little longer. And this could be that exact same kind of psychology that's running this operation.
I think it was just this company, the Coinstar people, are like, we want to do Bitcoin. And they're like, run it by the lawyers. And the lawyers are like, okay, can we do this? And they ran it by their government handlers. And they check with everybody. And they said, well... We have to do it this way. Well, that doesn't work. We have to do it. It's even worse than that. And it's worse than that. And it's worse than that. And we can finally, we got approval to do this. And it's like, it's probably drifted so far from their original version of like, wouldn't it be cool if people could throw their change in there and get Bitcoin?
Yeah.
And you don't even have to type in your email or anything. You're just like, here's some coins, you know, boop, you know, scan your QR code. Somebody needs that machine.
That would have been innovative. That would have been a really cool thing.
That's probably where they started.
Yep.
And when they figured out, like, well, you know.
Oh, no, they just raided these people in New Hampshire. We don't want that to happen.
And
they're probably already,
you know, because they're money transmitting and, you know, possibly, who knows, you know, what nefarious people could be using Coinstar to circumvent central banking, like... Mm. You know, they're probably already kind of like in a compliant footing.
Sure,
like
of course they are.
Like really reporting.
Anybody that's
and really
dealing
under
with money,
scrutiny.
Anybody that deals with the state's currency is under serious scrutiny.
Yeah. So by the time they got it past all the scrutinizers and their legal experts, that this is what it was reduced.
And here's the crazy thing: is like they accuse people like the Crypto Six, and they would accuse Coinstar. Of saying, oh, well, you're enabling terrorism, you're enabling money laundering, you're enabling all this crime. And I don't know if I agree with that. Like, the Department of Justice supposedly has looked at cryptocurrency and admitted that actually most criminals use cash, right? It's like, why would a criminal want to use Bitcoin? It's traceable. It doesn't make any sense. But there are crimes out there of fraud that happen with Bitcoin, where, like, some elderly woman... or man will, and it doesn't have to be an elderly person, but that does tend to be who gets targeted. They'll fall in love with somebody on the internet. We had one of these guys call our show, and we talked with him for 3 hours about what happened, and he got into detail about the scams that he was caught up in because he thought that this person loved him on the internet, someone he'd never met, never spent any actual physical time with, but fell in love with. And this quote-unquote woman who only just texted him, so it was probably a guy, right? We don't know. This quote-unquote woman who he met on a dating site was only texting him. She got him to buy Bitcoin for this scam artist and send it. But before that, she got him to buy a bunch of gift cards to go to Target. You've seen them. You've walked down the aisles at Target and Walmart and, you know, CVS or whatever, and you've seen those gift card displays where there's, like, you know, Applebee's and there's Visa and there's MasterCard. So you buy the prepaid debit cards. The scam artist says, I need to get, you know, $10,000 to get me out of this country or whatever, go to college or whatever, whatever the scam is. And the person believes it, and they go down to Target, and they get 10 cards, because each of them has like a maximum of $100 or whatever the maximum is. They get as many cards as they can, and they give a bunch of cash to the cashier, and they walk out with all these cards. And that cashier just assisted, unknowingly, in that fraudster committing that fraud. But yet the FBI doesn't go and arrest Target's managers. But that's what CoinStar's worried about. CoinStar's worried about accusations that some old lady's going to show up there under instructions from her internet lover and buy $20,000 worth of Bitcoin, and then they're worried they're going to be held somehow liable for that. That's what their concern is.
Possibly, but I don't think anyone's really worried about the criminals. I mean, certainly not the authority figures. They're not really concerned about that old lady getting.
No, they want control.
They're concerned about people avoiding their inflationary currency.
Right,
and
they won't admit that,
and to not being susceptible. I mean, yeah. What do they care about criminals?
No, they don't. That's what I'm saying. Never. If they cared about it, they would stop all these people who are getting these gift cards. But Target and Walmart are selling, I don't know how many billions of dollars of these things every year, and a good portion, some percentage of those gift cards are being bought by scam victims. And there's no way to stop it.
Well, I heard recently the president's office was issued their report being very concerned about cryptocurrencies interfering with their ability to levy sanctions internationally.
Like with Cuba or...
Yeah, they're like, well, if, you know, because they realize, like, oh, we don't really have this locked down like we used to. And they said it out loud. They're like, yeah, we can't dominate the world as much because of Bitcoin.
I read that, and that made me feel so good inside.
Hell yeah.
Sanctions are an act of war against people.
Absolutely. That's why we have Bitcoin. It's the people who suffer sanctions the most.
Regular people.
Out of time tonight. You can join us online in the meantime, anytime, over at freetalklive.com. Check out Jim on Punk Rock Libertarians. Look for them online as well. See you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
Folks, it looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta,
Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.